السلام عليكم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, and hold firmly to the rope of Allah altogether, and do not become divided. This is the translation of Surah Ali Imran, the beginning of Ayah 103. And this is the topic of my speech today, unity. Unity is defined as being together as one people, regardless of any differences found within the group. The reason I chose to talk about unity today is because I felt it's a very important topic to touch on, especially now, when the time of the reappearance of our Imam, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. It's thought to be so close. To hasten this long-awaited moment, it is our duty as the Shias to all work together, like he wants us to. There's a saying in English that goes, divide and conquer. Today, Muslims have been divided into different sects, where they all forget that they're Muslims first, and instead fight with their brother on the basis that one might be a Sunni and the other a Shia. And not only this, but today, in many places of the world, even Shias themselves have become divided over issues that are in reality very small compared to our ultimate goal of preparing for the reappearance of our Imam. The Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has said that togetherness promotes goodness and separation causes misery. And he has also stated that the support of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the group. This shows that no matter how much trouble we might have with someone, and despite the fact that they might have done something really bad or mean to us, we still have to be united for ourselves as well as for the sake of Islam, because doing so will not only grant us happiness as individuals, but also save us from a lot of misery. When we are united, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always be looking after us and supporting us, something the Holy Prophet himself has said, the one who is known as truthful even by his enemies. This is why Islam has put such a high importance on Jummah prayers, and getting together for Hajj, so we can all unite as one force, a force to be reckoned with. Today, we have all gathered here to commemorate Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and his companions too, regarding whom Imam alayhi salam has said, I have never known companions like mine, when comparing them to the companions of his father, his grandfather, and his brother. Have you ever wondered why he said this? What was it that made his companions the best? Imam Hussein alayhi salam had only 72 companions who died with him on the day of Ashura. This number is way lower than those who followed the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Imam Ali alayhi salam, or Imam Hassan alayhi salam. Battle. Yet, these 72 people succeeded in changing the world in a way no others could have. The companions of the Holy Prophet, Imam Ali alayhi salam, and Imam Hassan alayhi salam, all followed them for different personal reasons. Some came out of greed for war spoils, others because they enjoyed going to war, and still others because they held personal enmity towards the enemy. Very few of these people were there solely for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why in Khaybar, the Holy Prophet could only trust Imam Ali alayhi salam to return victorious. The reason that Imam Ali alayhi salam was left alone when marching towards Syria, and the reason that Imam Hassan alayhi salam was betrayed and injured by those who were supposed to be on his side in battle. The companions of Imam Hassan alayhi salam, however, were united. They were fighting solely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were united in their reason and their cause. They stood together in the way of death, and not only them, but the women and children too, were united, wanting the same thing to come out of their sacrifices, the saving of Islam. While many who were with Yazid left him and came to Imam al-Islam, not one of those with Imam turned away from him and his cause. This is the kind of companions that Imam Hussein al-Islam had. And these are the kind of companions that our present Imam, Imam Zaman al-Islam, is waiting for. That Imam Zamana needs at least 313 true Shia, and in 1200 years, these 313 have not yet gathered. All of us sitting here claim to be his Shia, so we should also try to unite together for him. How can we claim that we'll sacrifice everything, our lives, wealth, family, everything for him, if right now we have trouble letting go of some grudges and old fights for his sake? So why do we fight then? Why do we have trouble letting go of grudges? And why do we keep distancing ourselves from each other? These are questions that each of us here has to ask themselves, and everyone will find a different answer to them. The truth is that Shaitan has been doing everything in his power to prevent us from uniting. Because he knows that once the Shias of Imam Ali alayhi salam are united, there is no force in the world that can stand in our way. Not a man like Yazid, and not even Shaitan and his followers. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the time comes soon when we are all united and all together present in the army of our present Imam at the time of his reunion, inshallah.